How's it going, everyone?
Jimmy, your thoughts on your performance tonight?
Ups and downs. Got a long way to go, obviously. 11 points isn't by any means good enough, and there's room for improvement.
The 7 sacks, Jimmy, from what you saw, what would you attribute it to? Taking too long in the pocket? Maybe some different breakdowns?
Didn't really get a chance to break it all down yet, see the film, but you can always get the ball out of your hand faster. That'll help eliminate a lot of them, probably. And, I haven't really seen it yet, so I don't know.
Jimmy, the situation at the end of the second quarter, probably a good sort of situation to have in a game.
Mm-hmm.
What do you take away from that from a learning perspective, the way that was handled at the end of the summer?
As far as what?
I happen to know, Bill was talking to you afterwards. I mean, what was sort of the discussion in terms of, hey?
If we had enough time, we wanted to get another playoff. But, the clock was running down. So, that situation, we had to clock it, get the field goal, get the points at that point, and, walk away with 3 going into half.
How'd you feel about it? How'd you feel about just the overall management of the drive in terms of having a limited time? I think limited timeouts, maybe?
I think we were out of them at that point. But I thought it was good. The pace of the offense, we were moving pretty well. Moving the ball up the field and, just got 3, but, 3 is better than nothing at that point.
Jimmy, when did you learn that you were not going to start and that Tom was going to start this season?
Right when you guys did. Yeah, we don't really know any heads up, so.
Dude, what are you seeing, Boyce? You went to him on a number of occasions trying to get one to him.
Yeah, JB's a good player out there. He's very athletic, quick, fast. He's got a lot of tools in his tool belt and, missed him on a couple of those deep balls. I was a little upset about those, but, you got to take advantage of those, really.
How are you personally handling this whole situation, not knowing if you're going to be the starter or not?
Taking it day by day. I'm going into it pretty much the same way I would whether this was going on or not. You have to, whether you're the backup, starter, third string, whatever it may be, you have to have that mindset that you're the starter. And, training camp, there's a lot of repetition, a lot of guys mixing and matching, and so you have to be able to play with multiple guys.
You don't often see teams blitzing that much in preseason, but it seems like you got a little bit of pressure tonight.
Are you surprised by that? They were bringing a little bit of heat, but it's nothing we've ever seen before. So just got to handle it.
Jimmy, when you go back to your first preseason game last year, just in terms of managing the plays and the checks and game management, some of the stuff Mike talked about, how much more comfortable do you feel this year than you did last year in that first game?
Oh, night and day. Last year, it's not even really a comparison. But, last year, I wish I had the deep ball tonight that I had last year in the first preseason game, but that would have helped a little bit. But, you got to take it in stride, really.
What was the issue on the deep ball? Did it seem like the first time we're over from
mm-hmm.
the
next two? Yeah, just one of those things. The post just overshot him a little bit. The go right on the outside left it a little flat, so those are hard for the receiver to adjust to. So just got to put a little more air under it sometimes.
Fair to say that you found the single though most of the play.
That's what you want to do. So take advantage of it when you see it.
When you have a guy like Josh, who you've worked with for a full year basically to this point, is there a tendency to lean on somebody like that and have a little more experience with?
I wouldn't say lean on him, but he is experienced. He's been in the system for a while now, and I thought all the receivers did a good job getting open. Running the routes the right way, getting their depth on the routes, and it's upsetting to come up short like this.
What's the biggest difference, Jimmy, between the training camp practice and the game situation in your mind? When you step on that field, what's going through your head that's different from
training camp? Obviously. You're going against a different opponent. You go against the defense day in and day out. Their tendencies, they know yours to a point. And so, seeing a different look like that, different coverages, different players out there, obviously, that's probably the biggest thing.
What about the tempo?
The tempo, it is what it is. It's game tempo. We try to simulate in practice a game tempo as best you could, but, it's tough to do in practice. So, I wouldn't say it's drastically different.
How do you feel when you drop back to pass and James White, who's 5'8", and probably barely 200 pounds, is a pass protected point? How do you feel?
James does a good job. You know, he's a very smart player. You know, he knows his protections and all that stuff, and you know, he does a good job.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy, what happened? What did you see on the interception with Josh? It looked like maybe he was looking for it over the other shoulder.
Yeah, it's that's a tough one. You know, he got grabbed a little bit. Ball gets tipped up, and you know, it's unfortunate, but you know, just, no interception is excusable, so that's on me.
Jimmy, did you have a chance to top it all? I know it's not good teams, everybody's scattered, but with Aaron Rodgers, he's a guy who's been in the position you are in right now. Have you ever had a chance to talk to him?
No, didn't get a chance to. Talk to some of the other guys that I knew on the team, but no.
Have you been working with Royce a lot in practice?
Like I said, I mean, we mix and match so much. We never know who we're going with. So, you know, I would say that we've worked together a pretty good amount, but nothing drastic compared to the other guys.
Well, was this more so, were you talking about far more than you have during practice?
Was I? Yeah, you know, I haven't really looked at the numbers of who I targeted and all that stuff, but he was running good routes tonight. So, you know, when you get a matchup you like, sometimes you go to it. Dave did a good job. You know, he first preseason game. You know, didn't really stutter at all. You know, he went out there and played his game, and I thought he did good. So, all right, thanks, guys.